Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike DeTellier along with Deuce McAllister. We're live at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Deuce and I will be here until 7 o'clock tonight. We've got all the regulars here, Joey and Grant, all big members of the Who Dat Nation all here supporting the Saints in the draft and supporting because Deuce is here. So they don't get to see Deuce too often. Bobby J is still out in Florida. He'll be back. Bo got married this weekend, so we want to wish the A-Bears and Bo and everybody congratulations on the wedding and with some many, many years of happiness together. And so I know Bobby was happy. He thought she was the right gal for Bo. So we wish him all the best. With us now, each and every Monday night during the football season, he's here with us, Mr. Dave Hilbert from the Silver Slipper.
Great to be
Dave,
here.
Dave, thanks so much for joining us. How you been, bud?
Oh, man, doing great, man. Excited about this draft class.
Looks yeah, good. I was going to ask you about that. How you feel about it?
I feel good. You know, they got two offensive linemen, got a defensive lineman. That, you know, this is a real good, interesting quarterback coming in here. You know, he's a different breed. We'll just see what he does.
Yeah, if he ends up being a starter somewhere for you, you like Jed Clampett. You didn't hit the gusher.
It is certainly a possibility. You know, it is off-field stuff when you research it really wasn't as bad.
It wasn't
as bad as it even sounded.
Yeah. Okay, Dave. You and I, 18, 17 years old, and put in the same situation he's in.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know.
Well, what he did.
Well, not just that.
That's just minor stuff.
I mean, you know, when you're the top football high school player in the country. I mean, you're like John Forte. You
know? Yo, and back then, John was the guy.
I remember him walking onto the Jazz basketball thing in a beaver coat with two blondes on his senior in high school.
John was the guy.
He was.
He still is.
But, yeah, Nick, then you get a guy named Kool-Aid. How can you beat that?
Yeah, man. And, listen, Kool-Aid can play.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's not going to be watching much. He's going to be playing for this football team. Had he not had the foot injury, he would have been a first-round pick. And what Deuce brought up to Roman, people say, oh, he was upset because the Saints picked him. No, he wasn't upset about that. He was upset because he wasn't a first-round pick.
That part.
Because that's a difference in pay. When you're a first-round pick and you're a second-round pick, that second contract, though, that's when you can cash in. I told that to Mason Smith, the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Man, come on. Go out there and play as well as you can because Mason's a little bit of a project as a defensive lineman. Yeah, he needs some work from a technique standpoint. But, man, I told this to Dave Deuce. Man, from the Bayou to see a 6'5", 315-pound man run like what he can, I've never seen that.
The upside is there.
Yeah. He's the best big man athlete I've ever seen on the Bayou. Not the best big man football player. Eric Anderson still holds that particular honor. But big man athlete, good gracious. First time I introduced Bobby to Mason, He looks at me, he's like, Mike, he's a giant. I was like, okay, he's 6'5 and a half, he's 315 pounds. That's what you expect.
Like a giant. Right, right, right.
I said, wait till you see him run. That's the other part of it. So he's got to turn potential into production, because at the NFL, you might get away with that for a year. Then after that, man, you got to produce.
There's some tape out there.
You got to be able to make plays. Dave, tell us what's happening here at the Silver Slipper. Y'all starting that Thursday night.
Yeah, we did, man. The Jeep. Yeah, the Thursday night Rumble on the Gulf. It's outside in a parking lot. It's a class of cars, Jeeps, and motorcycles. You bring it, no charge to get in to come watch or participate. You get a hand stamp. You get $5 in free play. Plus, you get a entry ticket to a 9 p.m. drawing for $500. Plus, on Thursdays, the only day you can earn entries to win that Harley-Davidson. And you win that during the Thursday of our Cruising the Coast Day in October.
What time does that start on
It's six to nine, about five to nine,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah. Okay.
And we always have a live band down there. We have a barbecue thing. We have a beach bar down there. So it's a good time. And this week, not only is the Rumble on the Gulf, but it's also a Chamber of Commerce joint party with St. Tammany, Hancock, and Picayune Chamber of Commerce. So if you're a member of those chambers, come on down here for a big party. And it's going to be a great time. And we got the Beach Brothers, the Sons of a Beach is the name of the band. And I always thought the name of the band is Sons of a Beach. But I always thought, you know, B-E-A-C-H. But I looked at the contract, and it's three brothers that their last name is Beach, B-E-E-C-H. So it's Sons of a Beach. Pretty good, huh?
They got a word.
Dave, I know damn
play
well.
On the words.
I know you didn't think of that, Dave.
No, I didn't think of that, man. But they're a good little country rock band.
That's really great. Now, again, man, they got a lot of people here, dude. So I'll be honest with you, on Thursday, man, I get all kind of pictures sent to me about all these classic cars that come here. A lot of Jeeps are here. And that, man, on the coast thing.
And if the weather's nice, it is going to be full. We fill up at about 6 o'clock. We have about 200 total vehicles out there. Right. So it does about 400 or 500 people. So it's a great event.
That's pretty good, because you're competing with other things on a Thursday night.
Exactly right. Yep. And so it's going to be a good time. And we have our giving away a Mustang the last Saturdays, April, May, and June. And
I'm eligible to win that?
Now, yeah, you are, man. You are.
I'm not an employee.
And this past Saturday.
Deuce Needham.
This past Saturday, William from Macomb, Mississippi, he won the Mustang.
Oh, okay. So, okay, a Mississippi guy.
Normally it's from Slidell.
Nah,
that's right.
That area that wins it. So I'm glad to see somebody from Mississippi.
What do you have to do to enter into the Mustang?
You have from the first of the month until the last Saturday to earn your entries by you get one free entry one time, and then paying slots and table games, you earn more entries. And then the last Saturday of the month, the drawing is at 9 p.m. for a Mustang. So we call out 20 names. And you have 5 minutes to be present, and the first six that are present come on stage and spin a prize wheel, and the one with the highest sum wins the car.
Let me ask you, I see Joey here, and he brings his LSU Corvette to the deal. So he ever won something over here?
No, he's won a trophy. He's won a Best of Show. We give away Best of Show trophies every Thursday for Best Bike, Car, and Jeep.
Okay.
Joey has, man.
Okay, just don't put your hands on that floor mat.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I've been around, and there have been stuff other than feet that have been on that floor
mat. You got to pass where you wipe your feet off on that Alabama floor mat.
Something like that. But that's an awesome car.
It's a World of Wheels quality, man.
and I know Joey keeps it up well. We'll be back over here in August.
That's right, in August.
And so
Monday through the Monday after the Super Bowl.
So Bobby and I will be here. We'll be starting in August. Over here back. And also, too, Juice, I got to tell you the story. I almost had to buy him a truss. Man, they were giving away these fire pits. And so would have to bring it, you know, the people up in age, so they didn't want to pick up that heavy fire pit. So they had Hilbert over there bringing it to their cars.
Yeah, man, with a hotel dolly. And when we gave away, when I had my staff, usually I have girls from my staff. I said, what are we giving away, David? He said, well, we're giving away generators. Well, how much does it weigh? So it weighs about 80 pounds, but you'll be all right. I put the generator on a bell cart every morning for the girls. So
okay.
They roll it out to the
make
car.
It a little bit easier.
Exactly
yeah,
right.
We gonna have to get. We got to call Craig from Craig's Electrical. Maybe he can help out on that, generator part.
Next time we can, we'll do it.
But man, that Harley y'all are giving away. Man, people were crazy for that.
Oh, almost. Yeah, they are. Man, they're crazy about it.
Goodness.
It's that fat boy from Terminator.
Terminator.
Exactly right.
That's
again, we got the video of him ride it on there. So, yep.
That wasn't a Mississippi guy, was it? That wasn't that?
No, yeah, we did.
It was a Mississippi guy. I wanted to say that. Your thoughts on leading up into the season for the Saints. I think with the draft and the way things are in the NFC South, I think there's a little bit more optimism today than back in January for this football team. Some optimism there. And I know the betting people would have Atlanta because they picked up Kirk Cousins. But that first-round pick, he's going to be watching. He's not going to be playing in Michael Penix. And I like Penix. I think he's a hell of a player. The only thing about it is he might be watching for 3 years. So I think there's a little bit more optimism for the Saints, especially if they can stay healthy and get a running game going.
Yep.
Maybe we can do something.
Well, we're going to have one of our draft choices is probably going to start the Samoan guy.
Well, I hope.
Very good.
I hope so. Starts. That would mean and this is where the pessimism comes in for me. I'm not real sure that we haven't seen the last of Ryan Ramczyk play for the Saints. With the knee injury, and as you get up in age, I think it takes a little longer to come back from. Deuce, you and I were talking about this. You got your first knee injury at 24. Look at Ryan today.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's just older, and it just takes a little bit more on your body. And the thing that Ryan is dealing with is this is the first offseason I think that he actually had a surgery on it. It's always been letting it rest, and it would feel a little bit better. But obviously over the last 3 years, he's always been unavailable to practice just because they wanted to give him that extra day of rest. So I'm hoping the rookie doesn't start. And if he does start, I'm hoping it's at a guard position, not necessarily the tackle. That means Ryan is good to go.
Yeah, because I think he feels more comfortable as a right tackle. I know Coach Allen talks about
maybe
we
can
play him on the left side. Come on, he feels more comfortable as a right tackle. Come on down to the Silver Slipper, number one buffet.
Come on down here for Mother's Day. Mother's Day, we have a vacation giveaway, have a special in the Blue Bayou, and a special a champagne brunch for Mother's Day.
Abed still won that Valentine that he's
on. I hear you, man. And, I saw where Derek Carr played with Drew Brees in the Zurich Pro.
I tell you, that's a good sign.
That's a good sign.
Hey, guess who else played?
Deuce played.
Yeah, we won a celebrity shootout, but not the Pro-Am on the,
okay,
the Zurich
good for
Classic.
You.
Yeah,
good
so
for you.
It was pretty good.
Good.
Come on down to the Silver Slipper. Dave, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the Second Guess Show, our draft version of Second Guess, we're live at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Mike DeTillo, along with Deuce McAllister, will be here until 7 o'clock tonight. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Philip. Philip, you're in the huddle with Mike and Deuce.
Mike, Deuce. All right, Mike, I think the Saints may have found another diamond in the rough in the 7th-round pick, Josiah. I was looking at his highlights, and then I read this guy in over 500 pass-blocking snaps in 2023 didn't allow a sack nor a quarterback hit.
Yeah, he's rough around the edges as a technician. You got to remember where he came from, too. And he was a former defensive lineman, so he's still in that transition stage. But what sold him to the Saints, he goes to the East-West Shrine Game. And who his coach was there? Jari Evans. Jari Evans gave the Saints that intel about Josiah. And he's a good-looking athlete. Again, as a technician, he needs some work. So if you're patient with him, and he's played mostly on the right side, to be honest with you. I see where, he took snaps at left tackle. I don't know what that means. All I know is he has started at the right tackle position most of his career because he was a defensive lineman. But he's an intriguing developmental guy. And Deuce, those guys are the ones that I think with the new CBA rules, they get hurt the most. They don't get the reps no more.
Well, and here's the other thing, though. Who will be his offensive line coach? Not outside of Jari, because Jari's the assistant. Who's the offensive line coach?
It'd be Benton.
Where did Benton come from?
From the Vikings.
Go look at the Vikings offensive line and look at how many first-round picks that they have starting. It's not like the Saints. The Saints have 4 first-rounders at one point starting on the offensive line. The Vikings, outside of maybe one player.
Darso on the left.
Yeah, but maybe one player or two players, they don't have a lot of players like that. Most of their guys have been either lower round, middle round, or development guys. And so when you talk about from a development standpoint, that's what I think has been missing the most. Not necessarily development, but consistency with the Saints offensive line. Because people are like, well, you need to replace them, you need to replace them. I don't think that you need to replace them. They need to get back to page one and make sure that they're all on the same page. You're too talented of a group to be first round. You're talking about first rounders. We're not talking about guys that are drafted 6th round and you develop, or 5th round and you develop. These are first rounders. There's no reason that they should not be on the same page and be able to go out there and dominate. And so that's been my gripe with that group. They haven't been consistent, but I do think, you know, when you look at from a coaching standpoint and the CBA, Mike, I do agree with you. That's what development has hurt the most, is the cohesion of your offense and defensive line, because you don't get to spend time with them. You don't get to rep certain drills, certain techniques as much. And then the other part of it, they're not in pads. You can only do so much pads. So how much actually work as a lineman can you get? You're not in pads. You talk about being low and playing low. Well, if you never have pads on, how are you going to be low and play low?
That's true. I remember Zach telling me year one with Penning, he's like, Mike, we're not getting him enough. But, because of the CBA, he's not getting the reps that he needs. He said, thinking about when I came out of college and went to the Saints, he's getting about 20% of the snaps Zach got.
Right.
Look where Zach was picked.
7th round.
and Penning was a first-round pick.
Right.
So that tells you, I think, okay, the CBA, and I get it. You want to try to get those guys to last the entire year. But where it hurts up front, guys aren't getting the reps that they need to play this game at a certain level. Thanks for the call, Philip. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Mike and Deuce.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon, Deuce. I want to tell you all, it was really nice to come over on Thursday night at Las Cruces for the first round. A great place and great food. And now it's only 16 days till the NFL releases its schedule, and then the long summer wait can begin before the team goes to training camp at UC Irvine. I want to, of course, take a look back at the draft, and I think I'm going to be cautiously optimistic on this one. I'm going to say that the draft was above average. You know, I was driving to Baton Rouge on Friday, and I was only casually listening to the earlier the pre-draft show. Yeah, sometimes the callers can be either feast or famine when it comes to, you know, who our first round picks are and how the draft goes. But I heard one caller make a very eloquent argument that criticized the current front office and its picks since 2018. And I must say that I was, you know, his logic was rather inescapable. And the heart of my question is this, before I, you know, give you my evaluation of the picks, such as it is, you know, is this front office on the clock now, especially if this draft class does not pan out like they have not fully panned out since 2018?
Well, here's my issue when you say the draft class doesn't pan out. Are we grading this current draft class that just happened, are we grading them in year one, or are you going to grade them in year three?
That's an excellent question.
Okay, you know who's getting the grade? The head coach. This is his year. I mean, he's not going to get another one if you don't win. I mean, I get you with the front office, but you also got to know how the hierarchy is. Man, Mickey's going to leave when Mickey wants to go. Bottom line, Mickey's going to leave when Mickey wants to go. He's part of this deal that eventually down the line, you know, when Ms. Benson passes away, to help sell this football team to someone else. You know, Mickey's going to leave when Mickey wants to go.
I probably disagree a little bit with that. I mean, because Mickey sees it and hears it as well. And so that may be true in a sense. But Mickey understands if this team doesn't win this year, hey, look, maybe it's time for fresh eyes. And they did it a little bit with Randy Mueller coming in and just being able to say, hey, look, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to see.
Now, this is what I told Randy.
He may not have had
a
ton.
He ain't got fresh eyes.
Well, yeah, because, yeah. yes. But he hadn't been in the room with them the whole time. And so a fresh perspective.
That part I agree.
Now, do we listen to it? That's up to the room, but it is a different way of doing things. That group knows that, and I mean this: head coach, general manager, scouts, that they have to have success. And I agree. I don't know which caller you're talking about or which text or they have to do a better job of hitting on personnel and particularly in the draft class. And you know why they have to do a better job? How much room do you have with your salary cap?
Not a lot.
And the reason is you went all in with Drew and that group. And so now if I am not getting young talent to fill in and be able to produce, then now it shows up even more. In all of those years, I need at least, if you have seven prospects, I need four of those prospects to contribute.
No, that I'd agree with. Either four to five.
Well, my fifth guy, he can be a spot player. He doesn't have
our own special team.
That's
correct.
Take that. Correct.
I'll take that too.
Correct. I mean, because you're talking about out of seven guys, that's hard to say all seven are going to contribute.
That's tough.
You won't have an 06 or you won't have a 2017 type class
for years.
So if you have of your seven picks, if you have four guys that can go in and contribute, I think that is a fairly good draft for the Saints team. Now, my contribute and your contribute may be a little bit different because can I get a guy to come in and get a touchdown? Can he convert on third down? Can he be a top three special teams player? And then the guys that you've been able to uncover with undrafted free agent, you will probably hit on two or three of those guys as well. You've been able to find those. Now, will you have an all-pro like you've done with Rashid and Deontay Hardy? That'll be tough. But I think the opportunity will be there for some of those guys to be able to make a contribution to it. This team is still looking for a third receiver.
I agree there.
We can say it's A.T. Perry. Hey, he may be the guy. So, okay, you have a top three receiver. Where's your fourth guy? Where's your fourth receiver? So there's opportunities that will be there for a draftee or a undrafted free agent to be able to come in and make a play. It's up to those players, and it's up to the coaches to develop them.
And the other thing too, Big John, I think in the next couple weeks, this team's going to add a safety offensive lineman, if not two. Got to at this stage. Got to do it. It's not a want, it's a need.
And there's no knock against Jordan Howden, and there's no knock against some of the other guys, veteran guys that you've had in the building. But if they felt great, so great about you, I think that you wouldn't see them make some of the moves as far as they did this offseason and or draft pick-wise. I mean, those guys, they've developed, but they've been hurt as well, some of your reserve offensive linemen.
Go ahead, Big John.
Listen, your previous call, Phillip was talking about diamonds in the rough. How about Christian Boyd at nose tackle? Because, I got to listen to his post-selection interview on WWL. And, man, I tell you, he said all the right things that I want to hear as a fan from a player. What's your take on him?
Okay, he's a short, squatty guy that's played mostly on the nose. That's been his thing. He's occupied two blockers so the linebackers can race through to make a play. But I know who coached him. Bryce Pop. And, Big John, you remember Bryce in the 90s. Pass rush guy with the Packers, who played at Northern Iowa. And he was a really good pass rusher in the NFL. But that was his position coach at Northern Iowa. So he's taught him the techniques. But when you watch him play, he's been a push-the-pocket guy to try to blow up the launch pad. But his real strength, ability to clog up the rushing lanes and occupy two blockers so the linebacker can race through to make a play. He'll be part of a rotation.
Well, and here's my issue. I think that he will be a good player for you. I just don't think that he will be a day one good player for you. And the only reason, he's going to get caught up in the numbers game.
Yes.
Because we were talking about this the other day of how the new rules with special teams, there's got to be a cut somewhere. There will be a cut, and what I mean by that is you can't probably afford, particularly if they're all healthy, I don't know if you can afford to carry four defensive tackles. One of your defensive ends will probably have to slide in and be one of your defensive tackles, and the Saints have done that in the past anyway. I just don't see them carrying four defensive tackles on a game-to-game basis.
Because we've seen Passano kick inside.
We've seen Passano kick inside.
Quite a bit. So, Big John, to answer your question, His specialty is stopping the run, but as Deuce brought up, there's a numbers game with this, and you, because of the new kicking rules, you might keep another linebacker instead of another defensive lineman, if that answers your question with him. But I liked him as a player, and I know he was well coached.
And that doesn't mean he's not a good player.
Right.
He's just going to – I think he's going to end up getting caught up in a numbers game.
Thanks so much for the call, Big John. We appreciate it. When we come back, it'll be our Bet 365 triple option segment where each of us will give our top takes on the news over the weekend and today, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with Deuce McAllister, live at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 7 o'clock tonight. On our Bet 365 segment, for me, this draft, I think you're going to get quick dividends for the Saints with the first two picks, with Taliyasi Fuaga along with Kool-Aid McKinstry. But my intrigue pick is Spencer Rattler. I think that's the guy that I want to see the most. Again, that was a long drop between the first six quarterbacks that got picked in the first 12 selections and then Spencer going in round five. But, man, in watching him, his ability to spin the football is really good. He's got a quick release. He's gotten better with his judgment in throwing the football downfield, in reading and recognizing coverages. The one negative, and I see it, is he tries to fit a football somewhere where you sometimes can't be fitted, and you're going to get picked off that way. He wasn't protected well the last season, especially, with a very young offensive line in South Carolina. But he is an intriguing player for me because he's got the attributes that I would look for as a backup to start, and somewhere down the line, I think he's going to start in this league somewhere. He's going to get an opportunity to be a starter in the National Football League. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with the Pels tonight. It's maybe the last game of the 2024 season. If not, if they can pull off a win at the Smoothie King Center and extend their season to Wednesday, where they'd be going back to OKC. It's just not a good matchup with this team right now and their health and where they are. Coach Green mentioned a couple things in the presser they did post-game on Saturday, where he mentioned the turnovers have been killing them offensively. I mean, guys, offensively, 89.6 points per game in these three games that they lost to the Thunder. I know that OKC has a solid defense, but they're just missing a lot of open looks. Once again, as I mentioned in the Sports Flash, 27 of 97 from three-point range. They're shooting 27.8%. From distance, and then the turnovers have increased every single game. The first game where they were the closest with the Thunder, that two-point loss that came down to a last-second shot by C.J. McCollum, they only had 14 turnovers. Then game two, where they get blown out, 18. Game three, 21. They got to figure out how to take care of the ball and get some of these open looks to fall down, or else the season's going to be ending tonight at the Smoothie King Center. I'm not feeling too confident. Vegas is back in, you know, obviously OKC, 4.5-point favorites in New Orleans, and we'll see what happens tonight.
Charlie, one of the interesting things is he talked about maybe adding more shooting, not only to the rotation, but even possibly to the starting lineup. What could you see possibly going on there? I would be surprised if he makes a change at the starting lineup.
I agree.
But we've seen them start Larry Nance at the second half, you know, taking out Jonas. You know, there was one game where Jonas comes out and he scores the first 11, and, you know, you never get him looks again, but the problem becomes on how they use Chet as far as the pick and roll, and just they have the Pelicans in constant rotation, and so that's why they kind of go smaller. But from a shooting standpoint, do you go to the rookie who hadn't played a lot? Do you give
– The birthday,
you know,
boy.
Matt, and it is his birthday.
Do yeah, no,
give
I
Matt,
think so.
Matt Ryan a little bit more run, or, you know, even Dyson. Dyson has played a little, but nothing like, you know, since when he came back from his injury, just hadn't been able to get any run. And so I wonder, where's the shakeup in this lineup? Because you see a team that's not playing with any confidence. That's
Absolutely.
What you see. You see a team that's not playing with any confidence whatsoever.
No, I agree 100%, Deuce. I don't think there's going to be a change to the starting lineup, like you mentioned. I would love to see Jordan Hawkins get some more minutes, but he's been buried on the bench for so long. We know that Willie Green obviously values a bunch of defensive prowess in a player, and Jordan Hawkins just isn't there yet. He's still a sharpshooter, and you know what you were getting from him when you drafted him 14 overall out of UConn this past year. I would love to see him get some run just because, once again, you're shooting 27.8% from three in this series. You need some of those shots to fall down against a really good OKC squad, or else you're going to get blown out again. So if they're looking for more shooting, you have it on the bench. And guys like, as you mentioned, Deuce, Matt Ryan and Jordan Hawkins, I don't think either of them get inserted into the starting lineup by any means. But just give them some minutes. Give them some chances to kind of knock down some big shots from three-point range, because, you know, the Pelicans need it right now.
Guys, Matt Parris from the Times-Picayune Morning Advocate is reporting the Saints have come to terms with two veteran offensive linemen. One, Justin Heron, who was a sixth-round pick in 2020 from Wake Forest with the Patriots. He's played two seasons with New England, two seasons with Las Vegas, mostly in a backup position. Has seen work at both right and left tackle. And Shane Lemieux, who, man, I remember scouting him well at Oregon. He also came out in 2020, got picked by the Giants. He actually started 9 games as a rookie for the Giants. And in a series of injuries, left knee injury the next year, a toe injury, not once but twice, and then last year he tore his biceps.
Wow.
So, man, you talk about busted luck injury-wise.
I don't think they're done either, though, offensive line.
And this is just a start, but you can see here that this team feels, hey, we need to get more guys in here with some experience, and that's what Justin Heron from Wake Forest, who has played with both the Patriots and the Las Vegas, has played right and left tackle, and Shane Lemieux, who has played offensive guard and has spent all 4 years with the Giants, started 9 games as a rookie, and then, man, one injury after another for him. This is just the start of it. We've talked about it most of the show, and now Matt Paris is coming out with that they have come to terms with both free agent offensive linemen, two veterans.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. When you talked about it, you know, we knew that they would be signing some of those veteran players. You know, at some point they will sign a safety. You sign two offensive linemen, two veteran guys. I don't think that they're done shuffling the deck. They want to try to get the best 90 in right now and just see what they look like. I mean, the hardest and the toughest part, like we both talked about it early, you won't put pads on, you know. There won't be pads in any of the mini caps. Nope. You won't put pads on until training camp.
That's it. Now, Shane Lemieux can play if he can stay healthy.
Right.
That's the issue. Man, when you start 9 games as a true rookie, you're doing a pretty good job. He played in 12 games that year, but he started 9. So we'll see if he can stay healthy, because he was a talented guy before the injuries started to kind of cut away at that. That's our Bet 365 special. Charlie, we'll be back to finish it up here in hour number 2 of a special edition of our second guest show, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. More second guests right after this break. We're finishing up here in hour number 2 of the second guest show, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. When we come back, we have a Bob Ibeck from Nico Sports will join us at 6:20, and at 6:40, Chris Dotson talking Pelicans. 7 o'clock, Jay Johnson show starts right here on the Big 870. More second guests right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.